Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Sonu Sood, and today we will be discussing about India's energy security amid West Asia crisis. To discuss this important topic, we have with us Professor Anshu Joshi, who is an international affairs expert. Professor Joshi, warm welcome to you on Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
Today, an interministerial briefing was conducted on recent developments in West Asia, where the government assured that there is sufficient stock of petrol and diesel in the country and domestic production of LPG has been stepped up and all refineries are operating at the highest capacity. Anshuji, in the interministerial press conference today, great news was shared by Rajesh Sinha, Special Secretary, Ministry of Shipping. He told us about the two LPG carriers which have safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz and are headed towards India.
कल देर शाम दो भारतीय फ्लैग वाले एलपीजी कैरियर्स पाइन गैस और जग वसंत एलपीजी लोडेड हैं दोनों पे. इन दोनों जहाजों ने सेफली स्ट्रेट ऑफ हॉर्मुज को पार किया और ये भारत की तरफ अग्रसर हैं.
How important is this news for the energy security and the sentiment of the country?
We have seen that amid the crisis situation for the whole world because of blockage of critical Strait of Hormuz by Iran, amid this entire situation, getting back the four ships full of LPG supplies through this strait Iran allowed us, it's a victory of our dialogue diplomacy. And indeed, what our Prime Minister has stated in Rajya Sabha today, it highlights the significance of dialogue that our Prime Minister is maintaining with different presidents and prime ministers or heads of different Gulf countries, including Iran. And that is why, despite this critical situation, our ships have not been stopped. And though the war is affecting the trade routes for different countries, including India, and the regular supply of essential goods, including petrol, diesel, LPG, fertilizers, is being disrupted, it is indeed a good news for India. And it is a reflection of the victory of our dialogue diplomacy and our philosophy of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam that we always carry with us whenever we execute our bilaterals with any country or with any organization.
Joint Secretary of Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that there are normal operations in all the retail outlets of petrol and diesel, and she urged people not to believe rumors and avoid panic buying. Let's hear what she said.
Yesterday, some cases of rumor mongering came to our notice, and in certain areas, the panic buying with respect to petrol and diesel was observed. And subsequently, the clarifications were issued by the oil marketing companies and the state government officials also. Mera deshvasiyon se nivedan hai ki hamare petrol pumpon par petrol aur diesel paryapt matra mein uplabdh hai. Kripya afwahon par vishwas na kare aur panic buying se bache. Natural gas, Government of India has been promoting the expansion of PNG connections in the country, and in this regard, lot of steps have been taken and have been informed.
Sujata Sharma, she also talked about LPG, since that is the fuel which is very crucial for every household. And she says that the supply of LPG is affected due to the prevailing geopolitical situation in the world. But in India, a lot of cargo has been lined up and no dryout has been reported at the LPG distributorships.
The supply of LPG is affected due to prevailing geopolitical situation, but lot of cargoes have been lined up. And no dryout has been reported at the LPG distributorships.
How important is this statement?
That is again a significant statement that shows our diversified policy in the area of energy security. And definitely this crisis is testing time for our effort as well as for our policies. So Indian government was making this effort for past 11 years to make our country prepare for such crisis. And for that, energy imports have been diversified. So previously, gas and crude oil were imported from 27 countries. But today we import our oil and gas from 41 countries. So we have prioritized our crude oil storage also. And that is why we hear it in the statements from different officials of Government of India that we have enough stocks, because over the past 11 years, more than 5.3 million metric tons of petroleum reserve fields have been also created, and our refinery capacity has also been significantly expanded. We have sufficient crude oil supplies, storage and distribution capacity. So that is where we see that our government has remained successful in ensuring LPG oil and gas supplies for all the Indians amid such testing times because of this war in West Asia.
And she also talked about the operations being normal in all retail outlets where petrol and diesel is available in sufficient quantities at our fuel stations. And as you also mentioned, not believing in rumors and avoiding panic buying. You think that's a very, very important aspect in the current situation?
This crisis is, or it will test our country through different ways and means. This crisis, we should understand, is not generated within India. It is coming from outside, and the entire world is facing the brunt of this crisis at the moment, not only in the sector of energy, but in other areas also. For example, humanitarian crisis that the entire world is facing at the present. So the cooperation of state governments, cooperation of Indians is crucial at this juncture. And that is what I heard in our Prime Minister's statement also. So we have to understand that this crisis definitely is going to have a challenging impact on people as human beings. And that's where when people start creating rumors, start creating wrong narratives or false narratives, black marketers and hoarders, if they come into the picture, definitely this further makes the entire situation more critical. So that is what our Prime Minister has also urged, that whosoever finds any such kind of complaint or black marketers around or hoarders around or people who are spreading rumors, immediate action has to be taken, and that's where we can bring into the picture the local officials.
Sujata Sharma, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, also informed that
enforcement action ke antargat kal lagbhag 3400 raid hui aur 1000 ke aaspaas cylinder bhi seize hue hain. Andhra Pradesh, Haryana, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Telangana mein raids ki gayi. कल तक लगभग 642 एफआईआर हुई हैं और 155 लोगों का को अरेस्ट भी किया गया है. ओएमसीज ने भी लगभग 250 डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर्स को शो कॉज नोटिस दिए हैं, कुछ को सस्पेंड भी किया है.
PNG connections, an order has been issued by Petroleum and Natural Gas Regulatory Board as per the information given today. And they have directed all city gas distribution entities to provide PNG connections to residential schools, colleges, hostels, community kitchens, Anganwadi kitchens, etc. within 5 days, wherever pipeline infrastructure is available in the near vicinity. This switchover from LPG to PNG, which the government had been promoting for a long time, you think that this is the opportunity in this adversity that more and more people will now adopt piped natural gas, which will make things easier for the government?
Yes, definitely. Apart from the cylinders that we use in India, we nowadays have this pipeline facility. I use the pipeline gas only, and it is easy to use and always available. And that's where our government is promoting households. In fact, the commercial chains also or places also switch to, this new kind of facility that provides them ease of, using this type of energy. And apart from that, Government of India is also promoting renewable energy, wherein we have achieved our goal of 50% cumulative installed energy capacity from non-fossil fuel reserves in 2025 itself, which is like 5 years ahead of our 2030 target. And this includes not only investment, but also achievements in promoting solar energy, hydropower energy, wind energy. We are also trying to move forward in the area of biofuels and ethanol blending, wherein we have achieved 20% ethanol blending target in 2025 itself, again 5 years ahead of our schedule. And this will save 44 million barrels of crude oil annually. It's a big success, let me tell you. And apart from that, we have also worked on establishing strategic petroleum reserves, SPRs. So we have established 5.33 MMT of strategic storages at Vishakhapatnam, Mangalore and Padur which is in Karnataka, and one more Chandikhol in Odisha, which allows us to like withstand with immediate supply disruption. So we are, our government right now not only is promoting to switch within like the way we used to LPG or LNG, apart from that, our government is also trying to shift from this fossil fuel based energy framework to renewable energy based framework.
Rajesh Sinha, Special Secretary, Ministry of Shipping, he's also said all Indian ships and sailors in the Gulf region are safe and no maritime incidents have been reported in the last 24 hours.
Gulf क्षेत्र में मौजूद सारे भारतीय जहाज और सारे भारतीय नाविक सुरक्षित हैं. पिछले 24 घंटे में कोई भी समुद्री घटना दर्ज नहीं हुई है.
You think this is a big, big relief?
Yes, it is a big success again of our, let me tell you, dialogue diplomacy. India was specially concerned about our ships and the sailors who are stuck in the Strait of Hormuz region. And though we know that war is not in the interest of humanity, it always challenges any life, gets, you know, involved in the war. So India has been constantly trying to encourage all parties to reach a peaceful solution. And apart from that, our Prime Minister has been speaking with heads of different states of the region so that safety of Indians can be ensured. And let me tell you, 375,000 Indians have been returned to India safely since the war has started. More than 1,000 Indians have returned to India from Iran only. And among these people, 700 plus people are Indian medical students. And apart from that, sailors and the ships are now reaching back to India successfully. So far, so again, it's a big accomplishment. Let me tell you what we have achieved through our dialogue diplomacy and our foreign policy that focuses on peaceful resolution of any kind of problem.
So you talked about dialogue and diplomacy. External Affairs Minister spoke with U.S. Secretary of State. He has spoken with his counterpart, the Foreign Minister of Sri Lanka, and met with all Gulf Cooperation Council ambassadors in Delhi yesterday. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal told us,
as you may have seen, External Affairs Minister, yesterday he spoke with the U.S. Secretary of State. The two leaders discussed the situation in West Asia and its impact on international economy, with particular focus on energy security concerns. External Affairs Minister also spoke with his counterpart, His Excellency Vijitha Herat, the Foreign Minister of Sri Lanka. There again, both leaders discussed the repercussions of this ongoing conflict. External Affairs Minister reaffirmed India's commitment to Neighbourhood First and Vision Mahasagar. Separately, External Affairs Minister met with all GCC ambassadors here in Delhi yesterday. There again, he exchanged views on the ongoing conflict in West Asia and thanked each one of them for their continued support to the Indian community in the region.
You feel that this is very important for the safety of our diaspora in these countries and for our food security?
Yes, from all aspects, let me tell you, we have emerged as a net security provider in Indian Ocean region. And that's where you must have heard the news that Iran attacked Diego Garcia, which is based in Mauritius, and U.S. base is situated over there. So not only a net security provider, but also a promoter of Mahasagar doctrine, which is mutual and holistic security and growth for all. Right. India promotes comprehensive maritime security. That includes human security, maritime security, of course, cyber security, capacity building, infrastructural cooperation and building, no piracy, no terrorism, and cooperation among all these like-minded nations that have shaken their hands with India in promoting peace and security in this entire region. So that's where our ministers and our prime minister, they have been speaking with heads of different states and their counterparts in and around this particular region to ensure that primarily human security could be ensured at any cost. And apart from that, energy, food and other types of security can also be ensured. And that's where also I see this big relief. We are hearing good news from all these heads or the countries wherein they all are ready to cooperate in the testing time.
Anshuji, thank you so much for joining us and giving us an overview of the emerging situation in view of developments in West Asia.
Thank you so much.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.